Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. Few things to start with. My name is Dr. Ali and I have a website for the class where you go and get your homework and notes. And your homework is going to be emailed to me. So you're not going to put your homework on a piece of paper. No, you need to email me the homework. Type the homework in an email or type it in whatever you want and then attach it to the email. Thank you. Okay, so the class website is wischool.net. WI school. And the email is homework@zini. .net. Okay, you got this part? Okay, and we're going to do the Islamic studies class. The first subject we are going to be talking about today is our enemies. Our enemies. Who are our enemies? Okay, let's start from the beginning. Allah created things that don't have a free will, that don't have a free choice. Who are they? Huh?
Animals and angels
and trees. Huh? Okay. Anything, huh?
Jinn.
No, jinn has a choice. The bad jinn who choose to be evil are called shaitan. And the Muslim jinn, they are, you know, the part of the jinn that does not do evil. Huh? You can't get a physical evidence that there will be jinn under the. It's not going to be possible. So, whatever you need to know about jinn is mentioned in the Quran. And this is all what you need to do. It's not. Jinn cannot be seen. Like angels cannot be seen. Jinn are created from waves.
Can jinn take forms of other things?
Yes, they can. And I'll tell you now. If you call your mother using your cell phone, how is the call is going to reach your mother, even though the room is closed?
Is it like UV rays or radio waves?
Yes, microwave. Does it go through the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So waves, I'm just giving you an example. Angels are created from waves of
light.
Can they go through the walls? Yes. Shaitans and jinn are created from waves of fire. Can they go through the walls? Yes. Just think of it that simple way. Okay. Now, jinn can downcast themselves to humans and animals. And in this case, they are subject to the laws of nature for this particular animal, for example. If they choose to be dogs, they will be a normal dog.
But animals can see
them? Animals can?
Huh? See them.
They cast themselves to animals, like they will be animals.
Animals can see them, right?
Some people say that, but I'm not sure. If you shoot the dog, the jinn will die. Because the laws of nature will apply to this jinn. If the jinn downcasted himself to be a bird, then he can fly. If he gets shot, then he dies. Okay? So the jinn is taking the risk of the laws of nature, being subject to the laws of nature. Okay? Alright. So, those, the creation that have no choice, heavens, earth, sun. However, the creation that has a choice is Humans, two kind of creations. Humans and jinn. Jinn, the bad jinn are the shaitans. And the good jinn are the Muslim jinn. Okay? The shaitan is the chief of... the Iblis is the chief of all shaitans. Iblis. His name is Iblis. So, now, we do have free choice. In order to have free choice, then we need to be motivated by evil motives. So this is we. And there are evil motives. And there are good motives. There are evil motives and there are good motives. Okay? Now, what are these good motives? Let me start with the bad motive. How about that? What is the first bad motive or evil motive? I'll give you a hint. Shaitan. Okay? All right, so shaitan. Two, bad temptations or evil temptations. Right? Can you think of three?
Shirk?
No, this is temptation, something that it's not a deed. Shirk is a deed. But here we're talking about a bad motive, a motive that makes you bad and disobey Allah. Temptations?
Yeah, like uncovering the hair.
Temptations, right? This falls under temptations. Bad temptations.
Enemies? Because enemies want to tempt people, or like bad friends want to like...
Well, we're talking about the things that are inside you. So we have three lower desires, that's right. And number four is... love of this life. Too much love of this life. Too much love of this life. Too much love of this life. And this is like well, we can also say number five, inclinations. Inclinations. You are inclined, right? You have inclined to do this or inclined to do that. By the way, starting from next class, we're going to do the tickets thing. I'll get you an envelope. At the beginning of each class, I'm going to give you five tickets. If you doze off or sleep or not or talk, you lose a ticket. Okay, so at the very end, when you got all your tickets, you get a prize based on how many tickets you have. Okay, if you don't do the homework, I am taking away three tickets. So you don't do the homework, I take away three tickets. Who keeps the tickets? I. So I'll give them to you during the class time, and then collect them at the end. All right? Okay. All right. So, these are all temptations. I'm sorry, those are all bad motives. Like in Ramadan. What makes you disobey Allah in Ramadan? So, number six, you can say love of pleasure and hate of pain. Love of pleasure and hate of pain. Hate of pain. You see all these bad motives? They're trying to affect you. They try to influence you to make you do bad things. Right? On the other hand, what are the good motives? There are three good motives. that makes you fight your temptations, fight your selfishness, fight your greed. Okay? Because bad temptations, you can you mention few bad temptations? Selfishness and greed, huh? Go ahead.
Taking what's not yours.
Yes, greed. Yeah, taking what is not yours.
Lying.
Lying. Lying is not the temptation. It's tempting, being tempted to lie, sort of. But what are the bad temptation, not the action? Because lying is an action. What makes you lie? So bad temptations.
Greed.
Greed. Yeah, we said greed. Too much grief. Yeah.
What else makes you do bad things besides grief?
The bad temptations, huh?
Influenced by other, like you kind of see other people doing it.
Copycat, or is it
like
called
that.
Copycat, or yeah, copycat.
Pressure.
What else? How about I'm going to add one more? Ego. Huh? What else?
Peer pressure? I think your peers pressure you to do.
Yeah, but what is the inside temptation? Not the really the outside. Huh?
Wanting power?
Wanting power. That's right. Dying for power. Huh?
Pride?
Like pride, yeah.
Yes, pride, yeah. Huh? What else? Keep thinking. You're doing a good job. How about jealousy? Oh, jealousy? We said jealousy? Yeah, good. Huh? What else? So you get the point. All these are bad temptations. Temptations that are pulling us to do bad things. How about shaitan? How does the shaitan get us? Huh? How does the shaitan tempt, make us do evil things? How does it work? Shaitan is able to make us do evil things. How does it work? I mean, what is the process that the shaitan does so that he gives you to do evil things? How does the shaitan get you? Okay, I'm going to answer this. By inspiring evil thoughts. By whispering evil thoughts in your heart. By what? Whispering evil thoughts where? In your heart. Or evil feelings in your heart. Okay? So, shaitan starts the temptations. There is probably another temptation is anger. So we can add anger to the list. Anger. Shaitan. Lust is lower desire.
Okay.
This is lust. Okay. So shaitan starts the temptation. So shaitan, think of the temptations as buttons. Okay? And the shaitan is going to click on one of those buttons. So, okay. Shaitan, if it's there is a confrontation, shaitan clicks on the button of anger to get you to do stupid things because you're angry. Okay? If the situation is about jealousy, then shaitan is going to click on the button of jealousy. So shaitan is waiting for to click on the right button at the right time. Okay? There is a time of discussing or dividing money. Shaitan will click on the button of greed. Right? If it's an it's like a confrontation between you and somebody else that who's better than I am better than you or you better than me. Then
ego.
That's right. So that's the button the shaitan clicks. Okay? So it's just like a piano. Okay. Dun, ego. Dun, love of power. Dun, jealousy. Dun. Depends on you. Now, shaitan starts the temptations. Now, We all get the temptation started. So, nobody can avoid this temptation, the start of temptations. Like, everybody will have the temptations start. Now, but the question is, so how can we tell the bad from the good if we all get these temptations starting? If Shaitan is able to start these temptations, okay? Then, how can I fight that? The answer is, Shaitan would just start the temptation, okay? He's just going to start it. He's not allowed to make it grow. Shaitan is allowed only to what? Start the temptation. He's not allowed to make it grow. Who will control if the temptation is going to grow or not?
Yourself.
Yourself. Perfect. Perfect. That's right. Very correct. So, what do you need to do? We all have the temptation start. Okay? We all have the temptation start. The starts. But the good ones are going to avoid. Don't let the temptation grow. And the bad ones are going to let the temptation grow. Got it? And that's why when you get a temptation, okay, say, I would blame the shaitan regime. And then you change the subject. You change your thoughts. I'll give you an example. If the temptation of jealousy, Qabil and Habil, you know his story?
Yeah.
Two brothers, okay? Now, the shaitan started the feeling of jealousy in the heart of Qabil. In the heart of Qabil. So the temptation of jealousy, Allah starts the temptation of jealousy. Shaitan started the temptation of jealousy inside the heart of Qabil. Now, was the shaitan allowed to make it grow? No. Who made it grow?
Yourself.
Yeah. Qabil. He made it grow. So he let the temptation of jealousy grow. How? By thinking more and more about the subject of jealousy, about why am I jealous. So he will always be comparing himself to Habil. So they say, okay, he's better than me, he has more friends than me, he is nice, everybody wants to be his friends. He gets the love of my parents. He stole my share of love from my parents. He's making my life miserable. Since he was born, I'm miserable. You know? So, in doing so, Qabil is making the temptation of jealousy what?
Grow
bigger. This is going to be online. Let me take a picture.